From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yo. You're listening to the Mosh Gelton Show. I kind of freestyle and I kind of flow, and I know when it's my time to go. 99 prime time. No, I'm not going to get into that. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. It is Tuesday night. It's 11 p.m. And from 11 p.m. to midnight, it is the Mosh Gelton Show. Right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Also nominated for the best radio station in the Tampa Bay area by Creative Loafing. I said, give it up for Radio St. Pete. Come on. Yeah! And also nominated for Creative Loafing's best podcast in the Tampa Bay area. We've got the Mosh Gelton Show. Vote for the Mosh Gelton Show for best podcast in the Tampa Bay area from Creative Loafing. But there's something else. From the deep, dark bowels of the bureaucracy of the entertainment business, what I bring to you is information that is not exclusivity, but it is important. The Mosh Gelton Show has been nominated for the best radio show in the Tampa Bay area. Are you with me? So we're getting down. I'm not here by myself. My name's Mosh Gelton, and I'm your host for the next hour. Thank you, Spike and the mic. And we are here, and we're getting down. My co-host is with me tonight.
Beatbox Bob.
And with me and Beatbox Bob, per usual, we've got the distinguished and the effervescent.
Mike E.
La 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 la. And tonight, joining us with myself, Beatbox Bob, and Mikey Flaw, we do have...
You got Jess here.
Yay!
Jess here.
What's up?
What's up, Jess? How are you feeling tonight, Jess?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. How's the beat sounding?
Oh, I like it. Sounds good.
So, Jess, when last time you were on the show, did I talk about how big you were?
No.
So Jess is a very petite blonde girl, completely blonde. You got your hair dyed. It looks a little blonder.
Yes, it is. My sister did it.
Anybody notice that?
I did, but I wasn't going to say anything because she already said something.
Oh, very nice. It's a nice shade of blonde. Are you happy with the outcome of the dyed hair that you have?
Yes, I am very happy. She did a good job.
So they, like, nice. They do streaks? Is that what it is?
Highlights.
Kind of streaky? Okay.
You were streaking when they did that?
Highlighting. Oh,
okay.
So, can you show us or play them?
No, cannot.
Just can't play the highlights?
It's a secret.
Do you think that that hair color has raised your value in the sexual marketplace?
Possibly.
Or do you think it's a neutral thing, or do you think possibly that would raise your value out here in the Tampa Bay sexual marketplace?
Maybe a little bit, but no, it's not nothing like crazy it would.
Let me ask you this. You're going out. You want to look for a dude. You've got the choice between going out with your girls to Tampa or going out with your girls to St. Pete, and you're looking to go in the town with the girls. Where would you choose to go?
Probably Tampa, because it's a little bit closer.
St. Pete.
Well, yeah, St. Pete, too.
No, don't change your answer. No, stick with it. Stand on your convictions, because you don't want people to think you're a flip-flopper. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. We're going to be voted in as the best radio show in the Tampa Bay area, and you're over here flip-flopping on us. Mikey Flaw.
I like both, I was just saying, and going out with the girls.
Did you hear that prompt? Did you hear me prompt,
yes.
Mikey Flaw? So Jess is not a radio professional like myself, Beatbox Bob, and Mikey Flaw, and we're going to teach her. So the best way that I've found, and Beatbox Bob, you could probably vouch for this, The best way that I've found to teach somebody how to do high-caliber radio quickly is to correct them live on air.
It seems to work pretty quick.
It works fast.
Real fast, actually.
And it's pretty funny, and listeners are seeing how to do it. And so I critique them live on air. So if I prompt somebody that's usually...
Yeah, I know.
Mikey Flaw.
Yeah, what's up?
How do you feel like Beatbox Bob's been doing over the weekend? Why don't you ask him?
Yeah, Bob, how was your weekend?
Mikey, my weekend was great. It's all about work. It's all about family. It's all about values, Mikey. You know, I'm living my day by day. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you for asking.
You look pitiful, bro.
Do I?
Nah, you look good. He looks good. You guys all look good. Bob, as usual, no matter what. I like the shoes. Jess, beautiful. Love the hair.
Thank you.
Although, I think it's a neutral in the sexual marketplace. I mean, we can go test the theory testers. We can do a show. We can put it on E and we can call it the theory testers. And me and Beatbox Bob will go around and we'll take presumptions and we'll enact what we need to do to fulfill what the presumption would incur. And then when we're done, I'm just saying words to make it sound like I know what I'm doing. But what I do know what I'm doing is...
Bloviating.
That was just bloviating, bro. The Mosh Shelton show last night, bloviating was a thing. That's wild. That was very good recall. They call that a recall in the business, Jess. Anytime something's happening in the show and for some reason something someone's saying is linked to something earlier in the show, you can do what is known professionally as a recall. Or you can say it back and people listen for continuity. And it's pretty fun. What we do here, Jess, and I know you've been on here before, but I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to tell the listeners because we love you guys. The Mosh Shelton Show likes to do – we like local artists because, you know, Bob, we figure – I mean, what are we on?
We're on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. Where local music lives.
Where local music lives.
That's right.
So what I like to do is solicit out of the local artists' flaw. And see if I can get some local artists in. And this week I did. And this week I got three local artists.
Ooh.
We're going to pit them against each other, Jason. We're going to see which one of these three local artists' songs are the best songs. So we've got Long Way Home by Jay Gervin, who's AJ on Facebook. We've got Police the Police by Tranquil.
Nice.
Everybody knows Tranquil, one of my favorite bands in the area. And we've got Stardust by Joe Hoppus.
Ooh.
Solo. So we've got some big boy stangers and bangers. We're going to go with the first one. So the first song that we're going to play is a song by what it said was a guy named Jay Gervin, but his name is AJ on Facebook. We're going to play it. If I miscorrected it, go to the Mosh Shelton Show group on Facebook. And if I miscorrected it, go to the Mosh Shelton Facebook group and let us know, and I'll post your stuff. Man, we love you. I appreciate you sending this in. So here, without further ado, the first song up for the local music go down is Long Way Home. It's supposed to have no curse words in it, and I didn't listen to
it. Shawty don't live on the way to the house. On the way to the house.
Ooh.
Guess I'm taking a long way home. Taking a long way home.
Ooh.
Shawty don't live on the way to the house. On the way to the house.
Ooh.
Guess I'm taking a long way home. Taking a long way home. She hit my line when she need me. Having her hardest time sleeping. Jump in my bed, my weakness. Memories from the first time that we did. What grown folk do when they feel a vibe. Told her to stay the night for the one time. Get close to my heart before you run out. This one gon' hurt me harder than a cum dime. Mixed emotions I drank. I ain't trying to get lost again. Too many times over day. I just gotta stay calm with it. Beat the whole block down when I had to. Doing all that I need just to have you. Beat the whole block down when I had to. Doing everything under the sun just to have you. Shawty don't live on the way to the house. On the way to the house. Guess I'm taking a long way home. Taking a long way home. Shawty don't live on the way to the house. On the way to the house. Guess I'm taking a long way home. Taking a long way.
Oh, all right. So we don't play the full song. Everybody knows. I mean, we don't got time, but we did. We played. So that was Long Way Home by Jay Gervin.
Nice.
So make sure. Whoops. Let me get back to where it was. What'd you guys think about the song?
Bro, that was a great song. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I liked it. It was really good.
Yeah, man. I thought it was going to come in like a sad boy song, but then it came in talking about how she's on the way. She ain't on the way to the house, so he's going to go all the way out of his way just to go and see her.
Yeah, it was a really nasty way of doing it. She don't live on the way to the crib, so I'm taking a long way home.
Yeah,
that's good, fire,
good
bro.
Moves.
Flaw, you're a hip-hop aficionado. How'd you feel?
Yeah, I think it was a really good beat. And
that's a nice way of saying I didn't like the vocals.
No, I did like the vocals, but I noticed the beat first, okay, and then the vocals surprised me. I didn't expect what I heard. So yeah, I did like it. It was, from what I could tell, is well written too. I mean, there's a story to it. So yeah, it was good all the way around.
Would you eat it to beat it?
I don't know what that means.
Jess.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the song "Long Way Home"?
I enjoyed that song. It was good.
Thought it was definitely good. So overall, positive reviews of "Long Way Home."
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, very dope. Yes, local music. That was Jay Gervin, I believe. It's AJ on my Facebook, and that is Long Way Home. And it was actually very professional, very dope. One thing I will say is a little too many background vocals. You know, just give me a strong main, and if you want to make it harmonious, you can put two in back of it. But when you start getting into territory where it's not syncopating correctly, then we have problems. I need it to all be, you know, in synchrony. And if, you know, it's a little too much, it's a little too much. But I did love the song. Very good. It was definitely above, well above average. It wasn't like, oh, that was a decent song. It was a really good song. So, Long Way Home, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice. All right, we're going to go to the next song. Now, this is by a band named Tranquil. They played at our last event. And the DJ didn't really like what they were playing for some reason. And he cut them off in the middle of their, toward the end of their set. And I was pissed off, and that happened at Brennan's, and I'll just keep saying that out loud because I'm just wanted to let it know it's not all Brennan's, and Brennan's is a good place, and you should go there, Holiday, Florida. But we were throwing a show, and I didn't like that. But Tranquil's a dope band. Bob, you know them.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you liked them, right?
Yeah, they got their own sound.
And you've seen them.
They're good. I like them, too.
All right, so this is Tranquil. This is what Pat Ole wanted me to play, because the other song that I have, the last song, is by the other band member, the guitarist. So this is a song the lead vocalist wanted me to play, and the next one's a song the guitarist wanted me to play. This is Tranquil's Police the Police. Oh. Oh. Great guitar. Bob Marley-esque. Ooh.
Have you heard of police get away with murder? Mr. Surgeon, me no consent to searches. Have you heard of police get away with murder? Mr. Surgeon, me no consent to searches. Got me for a felony, it not me. E Street, me dead now in E Street. Got me for a felony, it not me. E Street, me dead now in E Street. I said, please, 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 police, stop police.
Oh, please, 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 please,
please, please, please, please,
dope.
Police, stop police. I've get away with murder, Mr. Surgeon. Me no consent to searches.
No.
Have you heard of police get away with murder, Mr. Surgeon? Me no consent to searches.
You can't look into my car.
Listen, helicopter.
Listen, helicopter.
Search for marijuana.
Search for marijuana.
Policeman in the street,
policeman in the street,
searching for the Cali,
searching for the Cali.
You continue to burn up the earth, you're gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the earth, we're gonna burn down the cane fields.
Police the Police by Tranquil. And I'll just say my thoughts. Thought it was a great song. Thought it was definitely Bob Marley-ish. I don't even care if he doesn't talk like that in real life. It was definitely reminding me of a good reggae song, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mike?
I agree with you. I think that's exactly what I could hear, even hanging in Key West, like in a bar in Key West. That's what I pictured. for sure.
Have you heard police get away with murder? Jess.
I really like that song too. Yeah, that was good.
You enjoyed
it? Like a, yeah, it's like a chill, like how Mike was saying, Key West vibe.
Yeah, any beach
vibe.
Bar.
Yeah.
Like a beach bar thing.
No, see,
it's
I wouldn't.
It's a good, yeah.
Hold on. Don't tell me if you know, but don't tell me what it is, but do you know which one you like better between this one and the last one?
They're so opposite, but I have to choose one. So.
Do you know now or no?
I need to think about it for a sec.
Have you heard about police get away with murder? What did you think, man? I thought it was a gas.
It's not something you're going to hear at a beach bar. It's true reggae. It has the true reggae soul to it. It's a political statement. That's what reggae was designed for. Think of it like island punk rock.
Bars.
That's what it is.
I guess the subject bars. Matter. I agree with that.
I've bars. Heard a bar that used to play reggae.
It's really, really, really at the heart of true reggae. What the thing was designed for, it's true, man, and it's legit, and I really, really love the song a lot. It hits home on so many levels for me specifically.
All right, well, hell yeah, that was excuse me, that was man, my throat, bro. We're professionals. I'm over here coughing during a radio show, or clearing my throat rather. But so we've got Long Way Home by AJ, my man, whose name is Jay Gervin, from what I understand. We've got Tranquil, Police the Police, and the final song in the mix, we've got Joe Hoppus with a song by Joe Hoppus called Stardust, and here it is without any further ado. By Joe Hoppus. Not a bad jam. Not a bad jam. I liked it. I'll give you mine straight off the rip. I think if he would have stopped I wasn't a big fan of the two voice thing.
Yeah.
I think if he would have just did one strong vocal, like came in with that beat and just said, I don't mind if you don't mind, and he just came in strong with the one vocal. I think he should axe the other one. I think that could be a hit. And the other thing is, I wanted to hear a very clear chorus. If I could have clearly understood the chorus, something that I could remember, something that would catch me, the hook is what they call it, something that's like a 4-bar repetitive thing or even a 2-bar thing, so I knew to get to it, I think it would be better. But I'm only critiquing that one hard because the potential of that song was out of this world, Bob. What'd you think?
I disagree with your assessment on the two-voice thing. To me, this is an art piece. It's not designed to be poppy. It's not designed to be a pop hit. It's an art piece. It's
I hear
a soul.
You. I hear you.
And the dichotomy of the two voices expresses a lot of different things. One is of indifference, and the other one is of excitement. And there's a battle between the two. And that song is basically a whole explanation of of that battle between the dichotomy of...
And I would have rather heard it come one after the other instead of at the same time.
See, I liked it a lot personally, and to me it touched me a lot. I feel like that was my favorite one by far on that whole...
calling it at the end.
I had no choice.
You just called you, so we don't have to ask you for your vote.
You can ask me for my vote.
But we know what it is. All right, so Bob loves it. Jess, how'd you feel about that song by Joe Hoppus called Stardust?
I actually love that song too. It was really fire. I like the beat. I like the voices. I get what you're saying, but I don't think it makes or breaks it. I think it was still good.
Make sure you're talking to the microphone.
I think it was still good with the voice, two voices, but it was fire.
When you're in
everything,
would you say this is a professional studio?
Yes.
And when you're in it and you're sitting here and you're engulfed and you see Bob and he's like looking at me and then you see Mike and he sits in his phone all show, does that make you think that Mike is not being responsible with his on-air duties?
No, he knows what's going on. He might be, you know.
Bob, would you like to correct her?
Well, optics, man. Optics are everything, Mikey. You know what I'm saying? Let's focus. Let's pay attention. We're here to do a job, bro.
I only saw 5 minutes of it, but I thought it was way longer, but I only waited for the 5 minute mark to say something out loud. But you were looking at your phone for 5 minutes straight without looking up.
It doesn't mean I'm not paying attention.
But you don't know when we got to give a hand signal or something, bro, and you can't. So let me ask you a question, Mike. All right. Do you think that somebody can get just as much out of a conversation by talking to somebody through a wall, or do you think they could get more out of a conversation with a group of people if they're there in person seeing them communicate at the same time? What do you think you can get more out of?
Probably at the same time.
So that maybe you could do the first one, but even if it's only 1% better.
I can do that.
All right. Do you want to do a little Elon Musk, Justin Timberlake fight or whatever it is? Anyways, Mikey Flaw, what are you trying to tell us about Tranquil, but not Tranquil, Joe Hoppus and that song Stardust?
I found it trippy.
Trippy?
It was trippy.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Hoppus, Stardust, trippy. We got to get to the vote count. All right. Beatbox, we usually do two, so we're running behind because we did three. We're going to go with the voting. First person's vote, Beatbox Bob, who do you say?
Joe Hoppus, Stardust.
Joe Hoppus, Stardust, the final song, votes to Beatbox Bob. We're going to go to myself. My favorite song out of the whole thing was Police the Police. I thought it was very well done, well thought out. I honestly thought that Joe Hoppus and AJ were tied at a second because they were so different, and I'm allowed to call a tie at a second, just not at a first. I thought Joe, the potential of Joe's had the most potential of all of the songs, I think, if it was done, I think, in a different way. In my opinion, the potential of Joe's could have been on the radio, and like the other ones can too. All right, Mikey Flaw. What do you say? Do you say Tranquil, Police the Police, My Way Home by Jay Gervin or AJ on my Facebook, and Joe Hoppus' Stardust?
I like the AJ one.
You like the AJ one?
I do.
All right, boom. So we got 1-1-1. So no matter who Jess picks as the final, she picks the winner. So, Jess, you get to decide who's the winner. Is it going to be Jay Gervin or AJ on my Facebooks? On My Way Home, Long Way Home, rather. A very good song. Is it going to be Tranquil's Police the Police, or are you going to go with Joe Hoppus's Stardust? And I sound like I'm on cocaine or something, but I'm trying to get this done fastly. But take your time, Jess.
I'm going to go with Stardust.
Stardust is the winner!
Yeah.
Joe Hoppus takes the game! And so why would you say you picked Joe Hoppus to win?
That song is like a chill song. Like I could listen to my car with the windows down, you know, nice day, like just blast it.
I thought if it was tweaked a little bit, it would be really good. I really did. I thought if it was tweaked a little bit, it would be way better. So I wasn't really trying to hate on it. I was just trying to say, so Joe Hoppus' Stardust wins. Well done, Joe Hoppus. You have won. Free Mosh Gelatin sticker. And everybody needs to know. Joe Hoppus is a Stardust wins, and here it is. You're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show. 11 p.m. every single Tuesday night right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. This is Mosh Gelton with his radio voice on. And now when I want to chillax, I'll put on my chill voice and we'll just kick in and we'll talk about issues and stuff or whatever we have to talk about. Actually, we do have something very important, Beatbox Bob, that we need to talk about.
What's that?
And I'm going to ask you and I'm going to ask the rest of the people in this room. Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah!
All right, so the Mosh Gelton Show has a lot of bits. You're like, are they pontificating? Well, listen, this is a radio. This is a local radio, station. This is, I'm supposed to talk about radio. Yeah, I talk about stuff in between, and we will. But right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get to the bits because this is what we got to do. Sunshine, 96.7 FM. Listen, what I want to say is we love you a lot. And what we're going to do right now is play a game called Trivia Time. So normally we do something called According to a Song Lyric, or we'll play some sort of trivia game to where the contestants, we have Beatbox Bob, Jess, and Mikey Flaw, they're going to try to answer the question correctly. Obviously, it's a typical trivia game, and I feel kind of stupid explaining it. So without further ado, are you guys ready to play Trivia Time?
Yeah!
I've asked them that now twice, so the introduction's very huge. I got to deliver. This trivia time, it's not according to a song lyric. This trivia time, it's, here's a band that starts with a letter. Whoever gets, the first person to get 7 points wins the game. So there's going to be bands that start with two different letters. Oh, no. They're all the same letter. Okay, so I'm going to give you one letter, and then you guys can go. And you've got to call in, though. Buzz in. You can't just shout it out. Buzz in. And when I give you the letter, whoever gets the first 7 of this band wins. Everybody understand?
Yes.
All right. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show. Bands that start with the letter. Tell me bands that start with the letter C. Buzz in.
One.
Got one.
Mikey Flaw was first.
I think it was Jess. Me. I think it was Jess, yeah.
It was a little low.
Okay, well, then you were second. Bob was third. Mikey Flaw and Jess. So, Jess, you were first?
Yeah.
All right, what was it, Jess?
I would say Counting Crows.
Counting Crows for C?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does anybody understand why she gets 2 points?
Because it was 2 C's.
Correct. A double C, ooh, you get 2 points. So Jess starts off strong with 2 points. And Mikey Fly, you were the second buzz in.
Candlebox?
Bands that start with the letter C. Is Candlebox on the list of 18 bands? And you need, you need 9 points to win. That's my fault. You need 9 points to win.
Okay.
Bands that start with the letter C says Candlebox. I'm looking through. There's a lot of damn Candleboxes on there. Mikey Flaw gets a point. Very well done. Jess with 2. Flaw with 1. Beatbox Bob, you buzzed.
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Well, you know Coldplay is on there. Bob gets the point for Coldplay. Well done. And I probably won't buzz every time. It'll get annoying to the listeners. Does anybody else have a C band name?
I got one.
Mikey Flaw.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. You know, normally I'd be the type of guy that would add that there just because it's absurd that it's not on here. But, I thought it wasn't on here because I wrote CCR.
Okay.
CCR. 2 C's, Mikey Flaw gets 2 points. It was actually number 1. CCR, Mikey Flaw, it's on the list. 2 points. Bands that start with the letter C. Does anybody got a buzzer?
I got one.
Jess, what do you got?
Creed.
Damn it. Creed is definitely on there.
You took mine.
Jess, you got it. Who's buzzing?
Me.
Mike, or Beatbox?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Nope, more rock.
Only rock. Got it.
Pretty much.
All right, I got one.
What's up?
Cinderella.
Cinderella is not on there.
Doesn't surprise me.
Let's see.
You need 8 points. Mike's got 3. Jess has 3. Bob has 1. And you've only gotten 5 out of 18 huge bands that start with the letter C.
The Cars.
The Cars, and there's no TCs.
Oh. Let's see. Counting Cars?
Nope.
It's not a band name.
There's 50s, there's 80s, there's a bunch of them. You got one?
Did I already say that one?
Crosby.
I was going to say, did I already say?
That's, yeah, and then there's, you got to finish the band, but that's, there's, go ahead.
I was Bing Crosby.
No.
Oh, was it?
But.
He said.
He's in a group with three people. Did anybody got one? Bands that start with the letter C. Did anybody have one?
You know what? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking what you're thinking.
Yeah.
What is it?
Counting Crows. Did I say that the first one?
Counting Crows has been done. Okay. Yeah. Bands that start with the letter C. Okay. I'm going to go through. The first one, 50s, Icon. And
Carly Simon.
You should know him. Nope. Second one is like, I think, an 80s punk band. Third one is definitely one that everybody should have guessed first, in my opinion. Everybody in this room right now, no matter what you've listened to, you should have guessed that name first. The next one is an old 50s. Then you've got like a dope 80s, 90s band, more 90s. Then you got a real dope 90s, early 2000 alt rock band that you've already named Candlebox. You've got a 50s song. You've got a song that was in yesterday's Trivia Time by that band that was in there. You've got a heavy metal. You've got alt rock. You've got a one-hit wonder. And you've got some alt rock. So, come on. Bands that start with the letter C. You don't have much time.
Let's see.
Hold on. Rock?
Well, they're all, like, general bands. 50s, you know, some rock, some stuff like that. That's what you said.
I would be plowing through this.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you're not on the spot right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I suck on the spot. Bands that start with the letter C. Do I start giving you individual hints?
Let's see, Coldplay. We already said Coldplay.
So we've got 4 minutes to complete this.
We said Creed already.
You did say Creed.
Let's see.
Now I'm driving down the road with no particular place to go.
I don't know that guy.
I know the song, I just don't know the name of the...
Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny be good.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck
there
Berry.
You go.
Finally, Chuck Berry, a point for Mikey Flaw. The hints will fly. Somebody famous that's been in the news the past week.
Somebody famous has been in the news in the past week. Jamie Foxx.
I know.
No.
Madonna.
Starts with the letter C.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, guys.
I know.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
No.
That's not.
Rock.
Yeah.
They're going to think we're disrespectful because it didn't come off the top of your head, this name.
Why?
Because I completely mixed up her with Sinead O'Connor.
I'm sure you did.
I completely mixed this artist up with Sinead O'Connor.
I'm sure you did.
Ooh, I got one.
Who?
Cyndi Lauper.
It is Cyndi Lauper. That's who I was thinking of. Cyndi Lauper I mixed up with Sinead O'Connor. We've got over 3 minutes left. Jess has four. Mike has four. Beatbox Bob with one. I wonder how Bob's going to win this. Bands that start with the letter C. And we've got a punk band from the 80s that everybody would say. If I said give me an 80s punk band, it's in your top three.
The Clash.
No.
That's a T.
Yeah, it's a T.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Punk band, 80s. Give me a punk band from the 80s. Sex Pistols, the Ramones. Let's see.
Yeah, right in that category.
Let's see. It's not the Dead Kennedys.
The Clash.
It's not the
It's funny because it doesn't start with a K sound.
No.
It starts with a C, but it doesn't start with a K sound.
It's like a Ch sound.
Thank you. Okay. So come on. 80s punk band that starts with a Ch.
Children, no.
Two words, two syllables.
Two words, two syllables. C-H sound. Two words, two syllables.
I'll give you a hint, and then whoever gets it first, call it out. You ready?
Yeah.
An inexpensive magician performance.
Cheap Trick.
Mikey
Flaw
gets the point. Cheap Trick.
It's not a punk band.
Yeah.
They're not punk. They're
you don't
rock.
Think they're punk?
They're just,
no,
rock.
They're just rock.
Then I'm mistaking them with somebody.
Yeah, probably.
So that's my fault. My
Cheap
fault.
Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me.
Yeah.
I want you to want
me. No, that's not at all. I thought they were Ramonish, so I was way off.
No, yeah.
That's my fault. I get them wrong sometime. All right. I believe this is an old band. I think it's a group. It might be a Motown group. I could be completely off on that.
Motown group?
The Shondells?
No.
I keep going with the...
I know, too.
I'm going to skip this one. Here's, I believe it's a 90s band. It's an alt rock. They've got one big song. It's a one-syllable band name. And
ooh,
Cake? What?
Cake? Isn't that a band name?
No, that's a song name by
Cream.
A band.
Oh, damn.
Cream?
Really?
By a band, no.
Cream? Cream's not on there?
There is a band.
Cream, yes. That's who does Cake.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why when you said Cake, I was like, that's the best song that they do. He's going the... No, that's Cake.
Yes.
Oh,
Cake. Thank
also
you.
Does He's Going the Distance.
I just gave away... Cake's
but
not
Cream
on
Cream is
here.
A band.
Cream was what I was thinking of that did that, but that's not Distance. So
no,
Bob
Cream
knew
didn't,
the one that I was thinking of.
Cream didn't do Going the Distance.
You need Cream to make
We've got
cake.
2 minutes. Yeah. Bob's only got two.
I should get that
Mikey
point.
Flaw has five.
Cool in the Gang.
Jess has four.
Cool nope. in the Gang?
Nope.
They're not on there?
If I said to you, Rock. Give me the name of the most prolific death metal band of all time, what would you say?
Cannibal Corpse.
2 points for Beatbox Bob. And this is how he comes back and starts winning with just under 2 minutes left.
If you would have said Ace Ventura when he goes through the mosh pit, I would have known Cannibal Corpse.
You would have said 6 Feet Under because of Chris Barnes.
I don't know.
I would have awkward silenced that so well, bro.
Sorry about that.
I would have awkward right. silenced that.
You said we have 2 minutes left. We don't have time for
Save.
Silence.
Yeah. Thank him. For saving you when you get a chance.
Okay.
Whenever you get a chance.
He just saved you from looking ridiculous. All right, you said Crosby. Who was Crosby with? Two other people, and that's the name of it.
Man, I don't know who Crosby was with.
Crosby, blank, and blank. All right, famous city in America.
Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Jess, very lightning quick, has five. Mike has five. Bob has four. This is almost it. She got Chicago.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's the correct.
Oh, dang.
Mikey Flaw gets Crosby, Stills, and Nash. 6 points. That's getting flamed up at the end. If I said a one hit wonder of the 90s, what would you say?
A lot.
Smash Mouth.
No.
Let's see. Chicken.
It's the only song that they do, and it's a bunch of surfer-looking dudes in a night in a darker. The video's a darker. Everyone knows that he's got tattoos, and he looks like he's ready to go. And it's a one-hit wonder, and everyone knows the words of the song.
It's a one-hit wonder. Everyone knows the song. It's a tattooed guy.
Yeah,
in the 90s. Surfers.
And because we ain't got the time, let me give you another guess on another one here. Does anybody know? Come on, let's twist again.
Yeah. Chubby Checker.
Oh, whoa. Mikey Flaw. Chubby Checker. And Mikey Flaw, I just want to inform you that.
That was a good hint.
You have 8 points. You're 1 point away from the winning.
Excellent.
So Chubby Checker was very well done. I'm going to say one that Mikey could win if he, because I'm going to sing the song. This is a band. Band names that start with the letter C. Here's the song. Why drink the water from my hand? My cup, it runneth over again. Don't think about, don't dream about. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out.
Yeah, you said the name too and everything yesterday. Dang it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is Chris Cornell on the list?
I just don't remember.
Chris Cornell is not on the list, but that would be a good one. You got to get one more point, Mikey Flaw.
I know the song.
What about a band, I think, in the 90s that was super alt-rock? Three words.
Three words, super alt-rock.
And then there's an alt-rock in the early 2000s, three words that you know the elephant.
Oh, Cage the Elephant.
I didn't mean to say elephant. Bob gets the point, though, because I made the mistake. Bob's got five. Come on, I'm giving a couple extra seconds. So, I've got one that is an oldie.
Oh, Heat and Cambria.
Nope, that's a good, great guess, and it should have been on here. I got one that's an oldies that I believe is a Motown group, and I got one that is Why Drink the Water. They got a song called December. They got a song called...
Oh, yeah.
What's another song that they have?
I had that the other
day. Oh, they got this song. This is the band. And I walked up on high, and I stepped to the edge to see my world below. And I laugh at myself as the tears roll down, because it's the world I know. Yeah, it's the world I know.
Ugh.
And I walk up on high, and then step to the edge. Oh, I love that jam.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And then the last one, I'm going to say it so anybody can get this. Stop such
Carlos
a
Carlos Santana.
You're such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing.
Crazy Town.
Beatbox Bob.
I was gonna say Crazy Town.
Grabs a point.
Is
Let's
Carlos
get it.
Santana on there?
Okay, Carlos Santana is not in there. If you're a vehicle manufacturer and you're trying to make cars, you need to make sure they're safe. What do you use?
Control. Cameras.
No.
Car.
What do you use a car to make sure it's safe for humans?
Dummy. Crash test dummy.
Oh, crash test dummy.
Beatbox Bob grabs the point. Bob is 2 points away. And then I'm going to have to give big songs or big hints. If you take all of the spirits, what is that?
You take all of the spirits?
Uh-huh.
Container. Chamber.
You collect.
Collective soul.
Collective soul. Yeah.
Jess beat you. Jess gets the point, and nobody got it to nine. That's it. The other one was crash test dummies.
I just said that
Bob just got. So no, there was no other. I meant the other one was the Commodores. The Commodores. So the Commodores did it. Nobody won. So it's a little bit anticlimactic.
What was the final scores?
Final scores, you got to get to 9 points to win. Mikey Fly had 8 points. Beatbox Bob had 7. And Jess with 6 points. Very well done. Okay. Give yourself a little round of applause. I like it. I'm really enjoying, you know, I like the way you move. You know what I'm saying? Is Lizzo going to be all right? Or are we going to pray for Lizzo? What's going on with Lizzo?
Apparently she was treating her staffers bad.
At the strip club.
No, not at the, well, not just yeah, at the strip club. Like it was her dancers. It was backup dancers.
Did you hear about the strip club thing?
No, I didn't hear about the strip club thing.
That's the main complaint.
Oh, see, the main complaint that I heard was that her backup dancers were accusing her of treating them absolutely terribly.
At a place in Amsterdam in the red light district.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I heard it was just like in general, like Ellen DeGeneres came out.
I think there was some of that, but this charge that they're trying to do, I think they're trying to do some type of litigation. I'm not sure.
She put them in an awkward position at the strip club or something.
A hostile work environment.
Yeah.
That's what they're claiming.
Yeah.
But a very specific incident that's being the most widely reported.
Was she human trafficking people?
She made her employees do something sexual with like a carrot.
Yeah.
I think that's what what I heard.
Do I sound like I may know, or you think I do know?
I think you do know.
I just about to deliver the information, and you're still guessing?
Well, because we were just playing that game, so I think that's why we're still guessing.
I didn't, dude. You played the game yourself. You made up your own game when I was about to deliver information.
I tend to do that,
Mikey. Well, that's from looking at your damn phone all day.
No, I stopped looking at
you're
the phone. It's off.
Figure it out.
What's today?
Tuesday.
What Tuesday?
Yeah,
it's Tuesday.
Okay. I'm just making sure you're on your toes. I forgot it's before midnight, so we're all right. All right, check it out. Lizzo. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Lizzo was, they said that Lizzo was forcing or not and coercing some of her plus-size dancers while they were in Amsterdam. One of the women had a banana, let's say the truth. It's a banana. And then somewhere near her area, she had that banana, I don't want to say lodged, so I won't. And then she was encouraging her employees to indulge.
Oh, really?
Yes, in an aggressive type manner from what I understand.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, I love it. Go Lizzo, shut up dancers. That's my opinion.
Really?
It's probably one person said something.
You're in Amsterdam. It's probably what?
One dancer said something like, this isn't right type thing, and then they went on a thing with it. Like,
well, they all have a victim mentality, right. And then when Lizzo makes one thing that they don't think is right, they're going to say, oh, we're... But I mean,
she's rich. We can sue her.
Dude, Lizzo went... They're in Amsterdam. Things are getting wild. You're getting coerced. Hey, go do that. So what? Dude, big deal, bro. Come chill out, man. No one's getting hurt,
maybe,
bro. Chill.
They said no, and then maybe she was like, no, you got to type thing.
Yeah. Bro, hold on. All right? Let's take the Lizzo situation out of the equation. Let's say you're at an office party, all right? And your boss is like, hey, eat this banana out of this particular area, right? No matter what circumstance, it's not cool.
But they're in a strip club.
I don't care.
They're in Amsterdam's red light district. If my if they came into Lizzo's office and she said, here's a stripper, here's a banana, do this in the office, then yes, I'm with you.
It's kind of the area they're in, you know? It's
well, yeah, but like...
I expect
something
like
that. I mean, if everyone's
having
fun or whatever, you know, and it's like, fun
I think
thing,
it's just somebody...
But-
Yeah, somebody was Sue Happy.
Said something. Yes.
Somebody is
exactly.
Sue Happy. They're trying to make.
Bob pulls out that debate.
It was a perfect.
The rebuttal.
I just don't think that's cool no matter what. Like, I don't care. If you're like, everything sexual should be consensual, period. It should be at least moderately discussed or agreed upon ahead of time in some form or fashion.
Right. She should have said, you know. In the ear, you know, like, is this cool?
Like, I genuinely, like, yeah, I don't care what the context. You could be in the middle. You could be in the middle of copulation. We're allowed to say that, right?
Copulation?
Yes.
We can't say in the middle of copulation.
You can't say that?
No.
Okay.
You gotta bounce around. You could be, let's just say, there's a word named, you gotta bounce around. Copulation's even hard to say. Fornication's hard to say. Straight up words that mean the exact thing. More like in a lovely, you know, some sort of metaphor that you freestyle is way better than saying words that are even scientifically corrected because we want to be safe.
I just figured, you know, because you can say, you know, certain parts of anatomy, so I figured that was cool. But
you could say copulation, but you see what I'm saying.
I got you. So, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't matter if you were in the middle of a situation going on there. You know, if she or he or whoever you're with says, "Hey, I'm done with this," then you should be done with that.
There had to be a lot leading up to that moment, though. You know,
it isn't just like they didn't come in.
And they're like, "Hey, you know, get over there," and unless she's like, you know, demanding. You know, like, you work for me, you're going to do this right now or you're fired.
Right.
Yeah. I eat that banana.
Yeah. I mean, that could very well be. Or they just, it got
or
to that point
that's
slowly.
That's what I mean, yes.
You guys, this is wild. You guys are both right because we don't have any more time. Do you hear why me and Bob have been dead silent? We want you guys to talk. Listen, we got an hour, Mike.
Oh, man.
You want two, right?
Sure.
I want three.
Really?
It's a sunshine night. We are voted for best radio show. I want three. Listen, but we do got to get to one more thing. Now, check me out. We've got something that we call the music tournament, where we take a group of songs, usually four songs, and we pit them against each other to see which song is the best. And they're usually out of an era, maybe the same band, but they all have something to do with each other. And since we don't have the time, I've got eight songs, right?
All right.
And for the first elimination series, I'm not going to play them. We're going to run the elimination.
Okay.
So these eight songs, I wrote down 80s mania.
Okay. Mm.
So all these songs pertain to the category 80s mania. That is not what I wanted to do. That's more like it. So 80s mania and... We're gonna pit them against each other, NCAA bracket style, in 7 minutes, and we're gonna knock this out. Or we got eight or nine. All right, first band in this 80s mania tournament. Don't You Forget About Me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Does anybody know the song? Know the the name?
I don't remember the band.
Duran.
Don't you forget about me. It's Simple Minds. So that's going up against another song that's quite contagious. Tainted Love.
Ooh.
Tainted Love. So you got Tainted Love versus Don't You Forget About Me. We're going to have to knock him out. I personally think I know who's going to win this. Mikey Flaw, who do you pick? Don't You Forget About Me or Tainted Love?
Tainted Love.
Mikey Flaw takes Tainted Love. Beatbox Bob.
Tainted Love.
Tainted Love. I'm going to go ahead and definitely say Don't You Forget About Me for sure. And Jess, what shall you say?
Don't You Forget About Me.
Don't You Forget About Me. So we've got a tie. Tainted Love, 81, Don't You Forget About Me. When we have a tie, sometimes we figure out a way. I'm going to make an executive. I'm going to put Don't You Forget About Me ahead. Don't You Forget About Me is going to be better to win the finals. Tainted Love gets beat by a slim margin.
I only like the Tainted Love one because I hear the Marilyn Manson remake in my head.
Well, this is soft sell. So, all right, the next two songs pitted up against each other in this 80s mania tournament on the Mosh Gelatin Show. We've got the song Come On, Eileen.
Okay.
Okay.
Does everybody know Come On, Eileen? Come On, Eileen. Everybody knows it. So Come On, Eileen is going up against I've Had the Time of My Life by Jennifer Warnes.
The song that's in Ghost?
Yeah.
No, they're
dancing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Having the time of my life, and I've never felt this way before, and I swear it is true,
and I owe it all to you.
Very beautiful song. So, Jess, what do you say? Come On, Eileen, or Jennifer Warnes's Time of My Life?
Time of My Life.
I'm going to agree with you and say Time of My Life. Beatbox Bob.
I also agree.
No. I'm going to change my vote, and you're not allowed to do that, but I meant to say Dexy's really Midnight Runners, so Bob gets that. So, Mikey Fly, you're going to decide. I'm going to let your vote be the deciding factor. Is it going to be Come On, Eileen, or is it going to be Time of My Life?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, wow. Come On, Eileen overtakes Dexy's Midnight Runners very quick. So it'll be Come On, Eileen versus Don't You Forget About Me. But after that, two very close controversial ones. And here's the other ones. The fifth one. I love rock and roll.
Put another time in the jukebox, baby.
I love rock and roll.
Play a little song and dance with me.
Joan Jett. Jess. That's a great song. You agree?
Yes.
But is it better than Sweet Dreams Are Made of These? Who am I to disagree? Which one is it? The Eurythmics Sweet Dreams? Or do you think it's going to be I Love Rock and Roll?
I Love Rock and Roll.
All right. I'm going to go after you again, and I'm going to say Sweet Dreams. Beatbox Bob.
I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, Mikey Flaw. He's going.
Joan Jett.
I Love Rock and Roll smashes Sweet Dreams. That was probably the biggest surprise so far. And the final one is going to be Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
And I'm free.
Free Fallin' versus Take On Me.
Take On Me.
Take Me On.
Take On Me.
So is it going to be Free Fallin' or Take On Me, Bob?
Take On Me.
Take On Me, Mikey Flaw.
Take On Me.
I go Free Fallin'.
Free Fallin'.
And I'm going to make a decision. This time, they were on the same side of the Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds one, right?
That's right.
So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here, and Take On Me is going to go into the next round. All right, we've got four songs left, and we've got just a couple minutes. It's Don't You Forget About Me by the Simple Minds, and I believe that is the Breakfast Club song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you
forget about me.
Don't you. Let me see. I should have it in the tank. Everybody knows everything I spit is dank. And does anybody remember who sings it?
No.
All right, well,
Simple Minds.
Oh, yeah, I just told you that, bro. You're lucky. Play, buddy.
If you haven't tried,
Dawn. Oh, let's just talk about Dawn. So, Simple Minds, Time of My Life is going up against Dexy Midnight Runners, Come On, Eileen. And we can't even touch that, but Dexy apparently can. So, here is Don't You Forget About Me. Don't You Forget About Me, banging song by Simple Minds, but now we go, and hopefully this works well. So Don't You Forget About Me is going up against Dexy's Midnight Runners. Do you guys remember this jam? Are you guys familiar?
Yeah. Oh, I swear, baby, I
know this Come On Eileen jam, so I'm gonna go first. Come On Eileen or Don't You Forget About Me? I'm going Come On Eileen. Jess?
Don't You Forget About Me.
Okay. Beatbox.
Come On Eileen.
Mikey Flaw.
I guess it's Come On Eileen.
Everybody's gonna come and join the voting. So, Come On Eileen beats Don't You Forget About Me, and it goes into the finals. Now, we're trucking right along. The second two, I Love Rock and Roll. That one was horribly sang, and that is the song that's going up against Take On Me. Jess, what do you like? I Love Rock and Roll or Take On Me?
I Love Rock and Roll.
Mikey Flaw.
Take On Me.
I say Take On Me as well.
Me too. Also.
Take On Me goes to the finals versus Come On Eileen. So we've got Come On Eileen, which is a banger.
Come on, Eileen. These people around here. Been down by Sunken's won't try to face a reason to what they're playing.
Such a banger, bro. So Dexy's Midnight Runners is going head up, dude. Just straight face to face with a banging song of the ages. I Love Rock and Roll.
What? No.
That's not correct, and I didn't think it was, because it's going up head up, one on one. I mean, Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners wouldn't go up against anything other than this song right here that you guys love and know. I'm gonna even speed it here.
You missed the best part of the whole song.
I know, but we got no time. Everything's we've been so behind because we've been just so well done. Well, it's not well done if we're behind. Jess, I didn't tell you the answer. Dang. You said Take On Me.
Yeah.
All right. So one for Take On Me in the finals. Mikey Flaw.
Take On Me.
Two for Take On Me. I'm going with Come On Eileen.
Take On Me.
Are you doing that just to get the game done?
No, I'm doing that because I'm actually genuinely like Take On Me.
Man.
It's my favorite song.
The Mosh Gelton Show is on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, right after the Spike on the Mic Show. And not always do I sound this radio-y. I know I got this radio voice, bro. I'm really just chilling. But, like, I messed up and I put too much content in this show. And then we ran the show and I got too much content and then I had to speed it up. Like, literally, I got almost zero time left. But I thought it was a great show. I mean, doesn't matter what I think, though, because what you guys say in the comments of the stuff I post, I read. And then if I don't really like it, sometimes it'll hurt my feelings. And then, like, because if you guys don't, like, if you guys have ever lately, like, read your comments on your posts, I mean, there's some people that could be just downright dirty sometimes. And so that's why I choose to not be the guy that will get on the post, because I don't want to do that. And the Mosh Gelton Show is on Sunshine 96.7 FM. It's Mosh Gelton. I'm here. I'm with Beatbox Bob and Mikey Flaw. We've got Chess, and we're going to be back next week. And, yeah, everybody loves the Mosh Gelton Show, you know?
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? Show from Tampa Bay to the world.